And in San Francisco, we met a conductor and friend of Kurt's, Fritz Behrens, who was conductor, I think, of the Sacramento Symphony.
Oh, yes.
And he did a piece, but I forget which one.
Mm-hmm. I think he did the Christmas piece at one time.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he did the Christmas piece. Then there was Karl Krüger, who had already accepted the Passacaglia when he came visiting in Vienna.
Oh.
And then he did it with the Kansas City Symphony. And there was a conductor in New York by the name of Siegfried Landau who did the piece To the Promised Land, which was in essence a smaller version of the pieces Joke, the Cossack Dance, the introduction, the Menuhin song, and also then a version, an orchestrated version, I think a very good one of the national anthem of the Palestinian national anthem. And another piece was, I think, the Overture was that.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was Wilfred Pelletier, for whom Eric had been orchestrator of his opera, you know, Metropolitan Auditions of the Air.
Oh, right.
And he was conductor of the Montreal Symphony and did the works by Eric. And Erno Rappier, of course, had done almost all his works that had been finished by that time. Then Jacques Rachmilovich did the first orchestral version of the Requiem in the Santa Monica, with the Santa Monica Symphony in Bauman Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a great success. And Isla Solomon, we met Isla Solomon, I think, in Brandeis camp, and then we became very friendly with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a piece of Eric. And William Steinbeck, likewise, became a friend. He came with, he was a conductor of the San Francisco Opera, and when the opera came, there was always a great party at our house, and he used to come there. And he did his Eric's pieces with the Buffalo.
Oh, yeah, Buffalo.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And Leopold Stokowski, I've already mentioned, he did him in the Hollywood Bowl. And Curtis Stearns was also an immigrant conductor here who did Eric's piece with the Glendale Symphony, and then he was conductor of several community orchestras, which he did Ulysses Christmas Variations. And Alfred Wallenstein never did the thing here in Los Angeles, but he had done the string suite in New York. He was music director of WOR.
Oh, yeah.
And had done the string suite then when it came out in Austria, and Eric was still in Austria. But when he was here, then we couldn't even see him or get an appointment. You see? And there were others, of course, too. And Otto Klemperer, we met Otto Klemperer here, and he was very fond of Eric. He was a friend of the conductor Fritz Zweig, and whenever he was here, he visited Zweig, and then he always asked for Eric, that Eric be invited to. And there was a very funny scene. At one time, of course, Klemperer was very crazy, and he was operated, you know, for a brain tumor. But friends that knew him said that he was already crazy before. But his musical sense was completely intact, but in all other instances he was very, very unbalanced. And so he, we came there and at Zweig's, and it was a very lively evening, and around 12 o'clock he said that he had just recorded the Kleine Nachtmusik and he wanted to play it. And the, you know, the Zweigs had no tape record player. And so they asked Eric, because we lived nearby, they said, can't you go home and get your record player? So we went home and got the record player, which was quite heavy, and Eric brought it in and he put it on the table and he said, it was already almost 1 o'clock at night, and Eric always wanted to go to bed early, you know, and it was way after his bedtime.